Yeah, it was a great start. But just like we've had several games during the season where we had good starts and played good teams that we knew that could play with us or beat us, we knew that they were probably going to eventually kick in and start playing. So then we came out and played very well the second set as well. So we're excited, but their coach ended up taking them out into the hallway. Must have had an adjustment there because they came back and were able to sweep us.
They were tough. No question their blocking got going a little bit more, hitters and things like that. But overall, your girls gave great efforts, you know, playing a couple of freshmen, playing a couple of sophomores along with your upperclassmen. Sometimes you get stage fright in the state on a stage like that. And those girls really did not, did they?
No, but they came out and they played well. We had gone down the night before because I knew that the atmosphere was going to be something different than what they had seen. Of course, the atmosphere in our home gym had been different. So, you know, that was an adjustment for us. But I knew that going down to state was a whole different atmosphere. And when we walked in and I was like, okay, girls, this is where you're going to walk in and this is where you're going to play. And they're all like, whoa, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was something different for them. But I was glad we took them the night before to kind of get that out of the way. So on the day of the game, we were ready to go.
Great experience for you. And of course, Lincoln Lutheran went on to win C2, and that was no shocker to anybody.
I don't think it was a shock to anyone. Just looking at their team, I mean, I averaged their height and they were about 5'10 and a half average height. So tough to beat, you know, someone like that. And hats off to them for a great season and, you know, all the work that they put into it.
Phenomenal season, 27 wins, and you had a good idea, I think, in the summertime with what your kids did at some team camps, said, hey, if we work hard, you know, we're working hard in the summertime, we can do it during the regular season, we can be pretty good.
Yeah, I saw a lot of good things over the summer. You have a lot of young players and new to the varsity court. So I knew if they could continue to improve every game and throughout the season, that we had a good shot of getting down there. And they did just that. They improved with every game and were able to get themselves down to state.
Of course, now the tough thing, you see, say goodbye to some seniors playing. And we've mentioned before a couple of young ladies who have played a ton of volleyball, a bunch since their freshman year.
Yep. Kaylin Barnett and Bailey Truxa have been starters since they were freshmen. So, yeah, it's going to be tough to see those two ladies go. They've been our go-to girls. But, you know, just like every year, you have seniors, you know, step down and have to have new people come in.
Delaney Critchfield and Avery Broomfield were a couple of seniors. Maybe didn't see the floor a lot for you, but boy, they helped in practice. They got some time in some of the JV games, and you really appreciate what they do.
Yep, they did a great job this season helping push our girls and leading the younger girls in our practice squads. And then, of course, they played a little bit of JV for us this season because we had some injuries and, you know, weren't able to field a team otherwise. So they stepped out and did a great job leading the girls on the JV squad. So hopefully with their leadership, those girls that are coming up and going to have to replace seniors will have that experience and, you know, do a good job of stepping in.
And then there's Alexis Wayman, another senior, played the last couple of years for you, and she helped out a lot in practice as well.
Yeah, Alexis helped out as well. She was always one. She had a pretty tough serve, so she would come in and serve at us and do a pretty good job. And then we played her in some JV games as well. So once again, leadership out on the court.
Cupboard is not bare. No question. You got a lot of underclassmen. You've got a couple of juniors. I know Bryn Lampe will be a senior setter for you. That's a great place to start to have your setter come back.
Yeah, we have five returners from this past season, starters, and then, you know, several girls that have played a varsity position before that could come in and play. And then there's a couple that, you know, haven't seen the floor, but, you know, are right there. They were vying at the beginning of the season. They were on the list for girls that could be possibly one that we chose to be on varsity. So still a lot of girls there that can play and look forward to next season.
Avery McConville, another junior who kind of battled some injuries down the stretch here and wasn't able to play a lot, but she'll, you know, be a senior and rely on some great leadership and some playing time next year.
Yeah, Avery, she played last season, and with our adjustment with Kaylin and Bailey in our middles, she unfortunately did not get to play, you know, start on varsity this year, but and then unfortunately had an injury. So, you know, hopefully she's able to come back from that, and she will definitely contribute to our team.
And then you got the sophomore group will be juniors next year. That's where a lot of young ladies are, with Allison Van Pelt, who stepped in a libero this year, really did a good job. Atlee Nelms, who a tough server, right side for you. And then a couple of young ladies you're going to need to come on. And Peyton Trex and Asia Gallegos are really going to have to come on next year for you, aren't they?
Yep. Those ladies, the two that had main starting positions this year, did a great job, but they're going to have to step into a little more of a leadership role next year. And I think they'll be ready for that. And then Peyton and Asia, they will add good things to our team, and they will also have to step into those leadership roles. Peyton was a previous starter for us. She started kind of at the beginning of this season as well. Things didn't quite shake out, you know, for her, but she still pushed us in practice, did a good job there, and she will, you know, she'll do a good job contributing to us this next season.
And the twins with Kira and Annika Nelms. Wow. What else can you say? A couple of freshmen who really they progressed a lot during the season, didn't they?
Yep. They're young. And, you know, with that youth, you're going to have some mistakes, and you just kind of got to try to get through that. They did a good job throughout the season, getting better every game. I really only thought the one game throughout the season, did they really ever show up? And like, yeah, they kind of played like freshmen tonight, and that was our district final game. But they bounced back and played great for us down at state. So it was good to see that, and them getting that experience only helps them.
Got to mention your records that you guys set this year. I think you're eight team records, individual records combined, something like that this year.
Yeah, we set about eight total records. We set team record of wins. So we managed to, we had tied that with our sub-district win, and then with our district win, that put us over. And then we had points in the season, I think it was.
But you had eight records, individual records. I know Bryn set the record for an assist in a season or careers. Is that right?
She has set the career assist record, and of course, she's still got another season. I don't think that Southwest has ever had a setter that has started since they were a freshman, so that one is going to be a tough one to beat. And then Kaylin Barnett has set a few. She set a few career records with kills, and I think digs in a season, and maybe points in a season. I'm not sure off the top of my head what all of them were, but so, you know, a lot of records going up on the board. It just attributes to what they all did this season.
Yep, the kills record. She knocks off Cousin Candace, another outstanding hitter back in the day.
Yeah, she knocked off Cousin Candace, but they also said, hey, Candace only played three seasons. So, you know, I guess you still have bragging rights in that manner. But yeah, it was a good overall season for the girls, and can't wait for next season.
And no rest for the weary for this coach, because starting this next week, it's on to assistant coach girls basketball, right?
Yep, on to basketball, and I'm excited as well. They've got that experience under their belt, so hopefully we can get ourselves back down to Lincoln.